I'm going to deal with a subject you probably never heard or read in a book. It's on health, because we are assigned by God to bring this into the body of Christ. And so there are some things that I have to train you in that is apostolic. When I say apostolic, I'm meaning that it came from the government of God. So you may be seated. Father, we thank you. You may be seated. Father, we thank you for, we have prayed. I was in prayer with you in the lounge today. Y'all got it. They got it ready. I want you to make notes of two sets of scriptures that will avail itself to where the Lord is bringing us. And that's Ephesians 4:11 through 16. That's scriptures that have to be brought back to the church. So I want you to put that in your notes. And I want you to read it sometime to understand God is repositioning his children to have what is rightfully there. And we're talking about help is one of the things that God repositioned us on. And so the other scripture is Isaiah 9, that is 6 through 7. It talks about the government should be upon his shoulder. In this time, in this culture, he's bringing back his government. The church will be a supernatural church. And not just talking about it, but walking in it. So I want you to have those two scriptures. Those two scriptures will give you an insight on where we're going and what we're about to do. Now, prior to ministering to you, I'm going to write this subject down. Praying in the Spirit, unfolding the mysteries of kingdom health. You never heard that before. I say you never heard that before. Now, if any of y'all find it in a book or something, just a sermon, bring it to me. You never heard it before, so I want you to listen. I want you to know we're pioneering and God taking us in the area. And your faith can catch a hold of this, and a lot of changes will be made in your life. Yes, let me give it to you again. Praying in the Spirit, unfolding, and mysteries plural, the mysteries of kingdom heaven, or kingdom hell. All right, Lord, I'll do it. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. The Apostle Paul is talking about praying in the Spirit, speaking in tongue. He said he spoke in tongue more than them all. He was talking to a whole church. And he was given a revelation of the insight of the power of praying in the Spirit. You notice our subject is talking about praying in the Spirit to unfold the mysteries of kingdom health. You ever heard the term kingdom health? All right, so write it down so your spirit will have a place to feed on that. It's so important because so many think health is impossible. They think it's the norm to wear the mass, satanic mass of sickness and disease. You know what I call it? The satanic mass of sickness and disease, because it did not come from God. And so in these type of services, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we're going to pull the satanic mask off our lives, and we're going to walk in the reality of the kingdom health that God had provided for us. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, it gives us an insight. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, you see that? Now the word speak is going to be used three times here. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. So your health, thank you, Holy Ghost, your health is beyond men. No, you didn't hear what I'm saying. You being healthy is beyond what men can do. You are designed by the Almighty God to be healthy. He gave you a health building body. It's designed to produce health. Are you hearing me? So the health that we're talking about is beyond speaking to men about how you feel and how they feel and all that. Is in another category called a supernatural. Say supernatural health. Miraculous health. Belong to the people of God. Now let me read. I got three sets of scripture I got to read and three sets I got to explain to you that I believe will turn your life around. You online, pay close attention also. You're going to turn your life around. It's going to be a powerful night. Okay. Now I want to read this. For he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men. So I want you to start speaking to God about your health. Yes. But unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Mysteries. Now, the Holy Spirit is a mystery unfolder. I want you to see it further now. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Just for a moment. Then I'm going to tell you what you have to do, what the Word has to do, and what God will do. I'm going to show it to you because it's in a different chronological order in the Scripture. And I just tell you, the Lord just revealed it to me. So it's a fresh revelation that's going to come out of my mouth tonight. But it's going to change your whole insight and your whole understanding about living a healthy, long, satisfied life. You're going to be able to take it back. All right? So now, in Matthew's chapter 13, verse 11 and 12, because we're talking about mysteries. We're talking about secrets. We're talking about things unknown naturally. But because I'm a child of God, it's talking about me holding the Bible and the Bible holding me. In other words, I'm not just carrying the Bible, but God is actually talking to me, telling me secret things I can do to get in my place. Come on now. Telling me secret things I can do to get in my rightful place, even though it looks like everybody else going the other way. Yes, sir. But I'm walking in a light, a revelation, an insight from God about my personal life. Now, in Matthew 13, verse 11 and 12, I remember we're talking about mysteries now. We're talking about the mysteries of kingdom health. He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. You see that of heaven? Yes. But to them it's not given. So we ought to be different. Yes. Huh? There's a word coming through my spirit now called insight. Yes. Yeah. Insight. Another word called illumination. It's coming through my spirit now. Then the 12th verse. Now notice the 12th verse. The 12th verse says, for whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Yeah. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. In other words, if you don't know the revelation or the mystery of your health, if you don't move beyond history and begin to move, let the Holy Ghost take you into the mystery of your health, that your gene don't determine how you come out. Your faith does. All right. Now, Matthew, just go to the 16th chapter now, and I want you to look at one verse, and I want you to put those verses, those three verses together, and then I'm going to share something with you real strong. In Matthew 16 now. Verse 19. So write your note in some way, saying to yourself, tonight God is giving me my keys for health. And then just trust the Holy Spirit to do it. Don't just trust him to show you. Certain things he's gonna show you. Now I told you in functioning in the revelation of God. You have to have faith because he's not going to talk in general. He might not even complete a paragraph. He'll give you a phrase because he wants you to trust him. He'll give you a step, but he won't tell you the whole route. He needs you to trust him. But he's going to work in your life and in your body supernaturally. Okay. So in this 19th verse of the 16th chapter of Matthew, those three verses I want you to have together, 1 Corinthians 14, 2, Matthew 13, 11, and 12, and then Matthew 16 and 18. Yes. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. I loose my health tonight. Now, I saw this, so I want you to travel with this, with me through this, because I think this is going to give you a divine support to move in your healthy place. Because there's a lot of things that turn, a lot of things we have seen, a lot of things we've heard in the world system, and so it sort of shut down the supernatural. Yes. See? And so we have gone through a lot of history. Yes. But God does not work by history. No. God is history. He's mission, so he can just change anything he wants. Yes. So you can't call him on, you ain't serving no regular God. Amen. Now, I want you to look for it in your Bible. Matter of fact, I'm not going to let them put it on the board. I want you to look for it in your Bible. Romans, very simple, Romans chapter 12. All right. Now watch what happens because we're going three places. But it's going to be three changes in your life tonight, and you're going to know exactly how to do it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. In Romans chapter 12 now. Romans chapter 12 is the part you have to play in your health. You're going to have to present your body. You're going to have to renew your mind, your imagination, your emotion, your conscience. You're going to have to do that. God is not going to do that for you. So look what he says here now in Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, and this is an apostolic revelation of the perfect will of God. Your health is the perfect will of God. And you ought to write yourself a note. My health is the perfect will of God. And you need to see it as a revelation, you need to decree it, and you need to activate it on a daily basis. Yes, my health, what I said, my health what? So here Paul, the apostle, shook the church up. Paul shook the church up with apostolic anointing. And I believe we are called to shake the church up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
yes,
by the mercies, underline that word now, the mercies, plural, of God, that God presents your bodies, that Jesus presents your body, that the apostle presents your body, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So the first thing there now, because the other two scriptures are going to have it in different categories. Your body is presented. You present it.
Yes,
now the second verse now, deal with your mind. Deal with your soul. You got to do something with it. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, there's two scriptures that you need to write down. Psalm 139, verse 14, and then 3 John 2. You could even write Matthew's, chapter 11, 27, 28, 29, 30 verse. Talk about rest for your soul. Then you go in the 23rd Psalm and he talk about restoring your soul. That he only way he can lead you in the path of righteousness is that your mind and your imagination and all that's out the way.
Right.
So now I want you to see the lineup now. The lineup now is body, soul, and spirit. In Romans 12, 1 through 3.
Right.
Body, soul, and spirit, and the two words, two great words, mercy in the first, and grace. Okay. And you notice in verse 3, he deals with your mind again, because your mind gonna come up and shake you up if you don't watch it. So you got to make sure you got that mind shut down to the mind of the spirit. Again, I'll call another scripture to account tonight, because it's very important. Romans chapter 8, 26 through 28. It talks about the mind of the spirit and the will of God and the purpose of God and the love for God and the call of God. And they say all things work together for good.
Yes.
So we're talking about your health now. We're talking about unfolding this help that God wanted to have, this kingdom help. But we're unfolding the mystery. So here's a mystery. You got to present your body. You got to renew your mind. Huh?
Right.
And you got to keep your faith under the grace of God.
Yes.
I want you to see this, because now we're going to Hebrews 4:12. The word's going to play its part. And I want you to see now it's going to change. It's going to change now in Hebrews 4:12. Oh, my. Oh, you watch. You watch what happened. Now notice in Hebrews 4:12, it starts with the soul. Get with me now. In Romans 12, it started with the body, what you have to do. So if you're not doing your part, the word can't do its part. Now here in the Hebrews 4, come on, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Chopping it into his sword, piercing even to the divide. And the word begin with the soul and spirit, then the body. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Then go back to the soul. In that same voice, you go back to the soul, because the soul is the thing that block your health. Your body is not blocking your health. It's your soul that, your spirit is not blocking your health. It's your soul being pushed out of place. And then Satan can come into your body and bring sickness and disease.
That's right.
I want to say it of letting the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, turn your soul into a sword. That your thinking becomes so powerful. You can't think sickness or disease. See? Now you're separated from your family. or your best friends, because you're walking in a dimension of dominion. It's beyond going to church. It's in the presence of Almighty God. So my lineup is I present my body, I get my soul renewed, and I make sure it stay under my faith, the measure of faith, stay under the grace of God. Now here, when the word of God part is, it divides, but it start off with the soul. You remember I told you Psalm 139?
Yes.
My soul knows right well. So the word start off with the soul. Look what it does, your Hebrew 4:12, you got it right there. Because I'm going to show you this last one where God going to come in at. How God operates. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul, flesh, and spirit, joint and marrow, that's a body. Then he go back to the soul and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Heart that means soul. Inner man means soul. He's not talking about your spirit. Now, we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now God, he dealing with sanctifying the spirit. You got the spirit for you, the soul and the body. Now, there's three different things you have seen, and I want you to study them and understand it and take time and meditate it. My part, the word part, and God part. Now, when God, you see in the 1 Thessalonians, and the 24th verse says he'll do it. But you got a part to play because God can't renew your mind unless you present it to him. Then they got so much junk trying to get in your mind all the time. You got those three things? You're talking mighty low. You understand, they're in different order.
Yes.
You got to meditate. I can't give it all to you. You got to meditate it. But they're in different order. Am I doing my part? Have I presented my body to God for help? Or traditionally or religiously or denominational way, without the government of the Holy Ghost, have I been falling in place with everybody else? I'm almost to ask you the question before I go any further. Are you willing tonight to present your body to God under the mercy of God for your total health?
Amen.
You know you're going to have to slap their mind. Because they're going to come up with an argument that you know you've been having this and everybody. No, you're moving in a new divine, the mysteries. Not the history of how things been going on.
Yeah.
You're going into the divine mysteries of the kingdom help. Say kingdom help.
Kingdom.
I mean, I never heard that before. Kingdom help.
Kingdom.
It's not normal help. You know what I'm saying? It's supernatural.
Yeah.
Resurrected help, one of my sisters said it is. All right, now, let me repeat this and I'm going to give you some insight on it. Praying in the spirit about your health.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, how much time you have specifically announced, I'm praying in the spirit, and the only thing I'm praying about is my health. You see that? You see how Satan been robbing us?
Yes.
See, because when you pray in the spirit, you're not the only one talking. Divine secret about your health going to come out of God's mouth in your inner ear. And you're going
to
bypass symptoms and situations.
Thank you, Lord. That's all right. Yeah.
I'm going to say something. May the Holy Spirit breathe on it. It's divine, child. You understand?
Yes.
You understand? You understand we're in virgin territory here in the body of Christ. I don't care what you say. We in virgin territory. We apostolically stepping in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16.
Yes, sir.
And we're releasing Isaiah 9, 6, I think. The government is upon his shoulder.
Hallelujah.
See, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Listen real carefully now. Listen real carefully. Praying in the spirit, unfolding the mysteries of kingdom health. So you're going to start now, Jerry Dean. You're going to start on daily basis, unfolding mystery by praying in the spirit and listening to God. I'm praying about Jerry Dean health. I'm praying about my health, Lord. What do I have to do? I want you to show me what to do. Whoa! You know what I'm going to do? You know where you're about to go? And praying in tongue, you can't mess it up. Your doubt can't interrupt. You don't know what you're saying, no way. Sometimes he tell you and sometimes he don't. Listen very carefully. Praying in tongues for help instruction.
Yep.
You heard that?
Yes.
Praying in tongues in the spirit without interruption for help instruction.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
thank you.
Show me what to do.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting out the way.
Yes, sir.
I got too many ideas. I got too many thoughts about this.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to take these notes. The history of hell, the misery of no hell, the ministry and ministering of hell, the history of hell, what somebody else did, how the woman with the issue of blood got it. Thank God and produce faith, but you got to use it for yourself. That woman with the issue of blood can't get you healed. So you read it and get joyous over it and get happy, but it's trying to show you got to do something. So the history of hell, the misery of no hell. The body of Christ almost suffered with that. The misery of no help. And then he got the ministry and ministering of help. So I declare and decree all y'all going to become health ministers.
Hallelujah.
But you're going to get it in your body first. Yeah, but you don't know my case. I ain't caring nothing about your case. I know who I serve.
Amen.
And I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to repeat it now because I heard this. Taking off the demonical mass of sickness and disease is a demonical mass that had been put on you, and you got the power to take it off. Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, you can take it off. Hebrews 4, 12, you can take it off. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24, you can take it off. Now, here are some of the places you're going to have to set yourself. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Expecting God to give you divine directions, plural, about your health and being willing to follow those directions. Now, these three things here, I love it. With faith, hope, and love. You know, that's the end of 1 Corinthians 13. It said the greatest of these is love. But I like the combination. Faith, hope, and love is working on my health.
Yes.
Say it.
Faith, hope, love.
Now, I wonder who can stop faith, hope, and love. When faith, hope, and love become a team and begin to work on my behalf, tell me who can stop. See, you have, and for your health, you have to walk in faith. But you got to have hope because faith no good without hope. And then you got to stay in love. Stop letting those people cross you up. That was Satan sent that trap for you. If you walk in love, you walk clean through it. Now, let me give you that again because I know you're trying to take notes. Expecting God to give you divine direction. What kind of direction? Come on, son. About your health. Now, the direction can be given, but are you being willing to follow those directions with faith, hope, and love? You know, just like when I told her to talk about food, I'm almost shut down. But you're going to do something. You know? You got to start studying and get yourself enlightened about this. It's an enlightenment. And then stress, stressing out over any little mess, you got to get that out of your life.
Yes, sir.
So these three, faith, hope, and love, can bring you back to health. How many believe that?
Amen.
What are they?
Faith, hope, and love.
That's health traffic, baby.
Amen.
That's health traffic right there. Faith, hope, and love. That's health traffic. You can't stop them.
Glory.
If those three get to walking together, it's over.
Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I would like to call them the Trinity of Health tonight.
Yes, sir.
What I say? What will happen when your health becomes an open revelation?
My God.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost help cannot be stopped by no other power. Holy Ghost. Well, look at Acts 10:38, just for engine or traveling, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing. So a few of them who were sick. What do all mean? All of us up in here got a right to be healthy. Did you hear what I said? I don't want to hear all the lineage and all that stuff you got. Diagnosis. I don't want to hear no diagnosis. This the gnosis right here. And God asked you, what's your diagnosis? God ain't thinking about no diagnosis. What you want, boy?
Amen.
Holy Ghost help cannot be stopped by no other power. Who going for it? What you going for?
Who
say it. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
He heard you. See, those words are pioneering words for the body of Christ. Online, y'all testify to other people. They are Holy Ghost help. Ooh, the Holy Ghost is shouting right now. The Holy Ghost said, somebody finally said it. Let me do it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, respecting no sickness, no disease, healing all who was oppressed of the devil. The same Holy Ghost lives on the inside of me. Say, Holy Ghost help.
Holy Ghost help.
He said this to me, the body of Christ has been waiting on instructions from the Holy Ghost about the God kind of help and supernatural help. And it's coming to the body of Christ now, instruction from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Turn to Psalm 139:14. I can't get by that. And I want you to write this as a footnote. Enlighten your soul about your help. Enlightened. Psalm 139:14. That's a powerful verse. It tells us how powerful our bodies really are, but our bodies cannot function if our mind messed up. Say, my soul knows right well. See that in Psalm 139?
Yes, sir.
And my soul. So if my, now let me use this term. If my soul's still stupid, my body can't receive what it right is. May I teach you tonight?
Yes, sir.
May I teach you? I see you're healthy right now.
Hallelujah.
I ain't respect no disease, no age. Because he ain't talking about that. We talking about God. We talking about our Creator who made us. Want us to know from His Word, He's ready to do something in the body of Christ if we just find somebody willing to receive it. I believe you're ready to receive it. See, hope hold faith in place. So you got to have you have to hope for your health. Just because your physical body still acting up, not showing, that doesn't mean you're not healthy. It means it's a bluff of the enemy to take this out of you, what you're being taught. So you got Psalm 139, verse 14, 3 John 2. And I want you to go put in your note Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. Now, I'm going to say two words that are very important now. And I need you to go over them because the Holy Spirit has to keep opening them up to you. But it is time for your health resurrection or health restoration. He restores my soul and leads me in the path of righteousness. Health actually is a path of righteousness. If you're not getting your health, you're on the wrong path. Because God ready to give every one of us in here a miracle tonight. He love it. God love it. He wants you to know what's belonged to you. Don't always say what your mouth wants to say. Now listen very carefully now. And this is based on Acts 10:38 I'm about to say. I know you went to Acts 10:38. With what you're being taught, you will develop a supernatural health anointing. You will wear it every day of your life. You will not be bluff out of it. You will not be talked out of it. Feeling not going to change it. I'm wearing this anointing.
Yeah, amen.
A supernatural health anointing calls for the signs and wonders and miracles of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Secondly, I want you to record and meditate. Manifolds help wisdom. Turn to Ephesians 3:10. We'll begin to manifest. What I say? We'll begin to manifold. Listen here, Chuck. From God. Manifold help wisdom will begin to manifest.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God Almighty. In Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. The manifold wisdom of God. So here we're saying, the Spirit said, manifold health wisdom. I never heard that before. You did? Well, what channel are you looking at? Manifold health wisdom. Who was the speaker? And I'm saying this for a reason. I'm not saying this braggartoriously. I'm saying this full of infirmities.
Yes,
that God will show you things if you get out the way. Stop blocking your health by settling. Don't settle for less. He wants you healthy.
Yes, sir.
Wonder how many ways God got to do it for you. I want to do God know what to do. But he cannot do it without faith. So we have to teach you, the churches, the 58 churches under me, 147 ministers, they're going to have to teach this. They're going to have to ponder this. They can't be worried about membership or who's going to leave because you tell them they got to eat right and kill all the other members. Give it to the one who wanted it. The other one don't want it. They didn't want it nowhere. They didn't trust you nowhere. So I decree tonight that on each one of you, you will have manifold health wisdom. And some little small move God will tell you to make. Say, for instance, chewing your food. Now, I've heard that over and over again. Chew your food. Chew it till it becomes almost like saliva, marsh. But we putting it in there. Now, the sad thing about it is the wrong stuff and swallowing that. Then they put the right stuff in there and swallow that. You put it in there and chew it till it almost comes liquid. That your body waiting on it to fight off sickness and disease. Them cells start fighting because you can give them ammunition to fight. I see you're healthy. Health is a physical wealth. It just came up, you know, I just had to say it, you know. You ready? Unfolding health grace will open up in your heart, standing on the promises of God, producing a divine health persuasion. Turn to Romans 4. I'll read the scripture and then give it to you again because I know you couldn't write that fast. Now you got you already got tonight manifold health wisdom, right?
Yes.
Now look what else he's saying. Unfolding health grace. In other words, upon every person under the sound of my voice tonight, health favor just came upon you. Health is a favor. It's a grace. It's a love from God. It's a father taking care of his children.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. You are.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Why Leroy Jr. living so good? Stuck with his father.
Yes.
I mean, in accuracy. I mean, no failing. He don't like to fail. He won't be. He won't. You ask him something, you might have something. He said, "Well, look on the other side." Just, but I love it. I love it. And that's the way children stick with your parent.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, stick with your parent. I say, that's why he's so blessed. Now, in Romans 4. I told you it's 4:16. Turn there if you will. Are y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
No humming tonight. It come up 3 or 4 times, but it ain't coming out. Four and 16 now. You want me to give you, let me give you the point again, and you'll be able to read the scripture better. Unfolding health grace will open up in your heart, standing on the promises of God, producing a divine health persuasion. Now, you know that's got to be God. I can't think of nothing like that. Let me give it to you again. Because I'm getting it right now. I'm getting some of it in myself. Jesus. Unfolding health grace will open up in your heart, in your soul, in your inner man, standing on the promises of God, producing a divine health persuasion. Here in Romans 4:16, therefore it is a faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Then the 20th verse says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Everything looked like it wasn't going to work out. Time, months after month had passed, and nothing had come through as God had told him, but he stuck with it. He said, stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief, but strong in faith, giving glory to God. Your help is on the way. Stay for him, my child. Look here. Stay for him. God's speaking to you tonight. Your hope changing. Your faith changing. Your age changing. You're coming back to your youth. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Number 24, strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded.
Yeah.
Verse 21, and being fully persuaded.
We're
talking about fully persuaded health tonight. Yeah. Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I mean, I know y'all believe that, right?
Amen.
Now here's another word. Opening up health channels, plural. In your threefold makeup, that back to Romans 12, 1 through 3, that back to Hebrews 4, 12, that back to 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24. Opening up health channels, C-H-A-N-N-E-L-S, in your threefold makeup, in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. It's a threefold channel to my health. Channel one, channel two, and channel three. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Or you can put three gills shifting from one to the other. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, in our text in 1 Corinthians 14:2, I want you to have this down. Uncovering your health mysteries. See the mystery. That's a move he wants you to make. He's gonna show it to you. And it will look silly to your senses. You know, you got thousand people each other, you got five loaves of bread and 2 feet of a sit down. Sit down, what? You blind, he put mud in your eyes, spit on you, and tell you go to the pool and wash. See, you got to be ready to receive. This ministry came. I'd done some dumb things if I was following my senses, but I was following the spirit. Uncovering your health mysteries. So every one of you all got some health mysteries that you're not seeing because you're not looking deep enough. You have to look in the spirit in your prayer time between you and God. Do you know how powerful it is? Uncovering my health mysteries? You know how powerful that is? Every person in this room, huh? There's health mysteries that God has just for you. Look at Jesus operating under the anointing and the different ways he got people healed. It was just for them. Now in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20.
Yes.
Clearly hearing the voice of health above all other voices. Clearly hearing the voice of help above all other voices. This Wednesday night will go down in history.
Praise God.
I don't know when he's going to hit, but he's going to hit. Hitting me right now. You got Proverbs 4, 22, 24.
Yes,
sir. And your health right there. My son, attend to my word, incline the ear to my son.
Yes.
Keep doing the mission of your heart. You see him?
Yes, sir.
Well, he says, health to what? How much?
All
your flesh.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You kidding it?
Everything.
What about your heart? Oh, what about your lung? You see, all of you, see what I'm saying? So it's nothing missing the prostrate gland. Nothing missing.
Yes.
What?
Hallelujah.
You what? Health to all my flesh. But you got to clearly hear the voice of health over all other voices. Man. Turn to Hebrews 2. Now, I want you to hear the Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 4. Bring in signs, wonders, and divers miracles into your body. Bring in, hallelujah. Bring in signs, wonders, plural, and divers miracles, plural, into your body. Look at that fool's voice, what it says. I mean, you read the other one, you read, let me go over there. I'm going to go over there. I got about 9 more minutes I'm going to teach you. Hebrew. Now, in my 50 years of preaching, this is one of the most powerful nights in my life.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to understand we're in a zone here that the insight that the Holy Spirit has given tonight, everybody can shift. You who are on the sound of my voice here and online, tonight is your night, baby. Only one of these statements can change everything. But you're going to have 12 or 13 ways to function in the supernatural to get your help. See, there's a mystery. See, there's a mystery hidden by Satan from every manifestation of hell. So now, if you can go behind the curtain where Satan can't go, and God tell you what to do, and you come back out and whoop him. But you can't sit here hopeless. You cannot sit in this horror no more.
Hallelujah. Coming out of this.
That's right. You cannot, because it's been horrible. The church been sitting down just like everybody else, taking a Sam whipping from satanic power. When the Father want to reveal to you, that Jesus said in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You have none in me to preach the gospel to the poor.
You're
coming up sight to the blind. We're setting at liberty to them that are just on and on and on. What? That same anointing is on you. Stop worrying about dying. Jesus Christ, help me, Holy Ghost. Bring in signs, wonders, and divers miracles into your body. I'll show you, well, quickly, I'll show you that text will show you how to do it. It showed it real clear, isn't it? That's a clear text, isn't it? Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed, verse 1, to the things which we have heard. What are you hearing tonight? Less at any time. I don't know what happened, Apostle. No, you're lying. Something you didn't do. Some instruction you didn't follow. Don't come lying to me. Come trying to make me feel bad. Because I ain't. Because I know what I'm putting out works. Yeah, this supernatural medicine here, baby. This don't pardon you. This pardon you. This sets you free. All right. For if the word spoken by an angel was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense and reward, how shall we escape if we neglect the great, so great a salvation? See that word salvation, health is in that word salvation. Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord was confirmed to us by them that heard him. This is what's happening to you tonight. Now look at verse 4. Look at verse 4. Hey, what I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to use the broken language. I ain't here by myself. I'm not up here by myself. Y'all can always think all you want. Leroy is not up here by himself. I was sent here for this time, for this moment, in the body of Christ, especially for you. Because I pray every day, every blessing come on me, Lord, everybody connected to me, get the same blessing. Yes, Abraham, see? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, with diverse miracles. Look what this verse is loaded. And gifts of the Holy Ghost, whatever it takes. A word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, diverse kind of tongue, interpretation, prophecy, whatever it takes. I'm going to make it happen. Hallelujah. Always expecting a divine health turnaround for your body. And for all you minister to. That's back to Luke 4:18. Just hold with me. I got two or three more I got to give you. Get ready for the gifts of the Spirit to come to your rescue for all health manifestation. 1 Corinthians 12:1-10. Get ready for them to come. Then the next thing is knowing how to wear your health armor. Ephesians 6:10-18. Health armor. I never heard that before. Knowing how to wear, finding my brother, me strong in the Lord. Paul is my, put on your health armor. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Quenching all the fiery diseases. Sickness of the devil. Then I want you to put down Ephesians 3:8 and make this statement with it. You have to meditate these statements. The unsearchable riches of Christ in my help. Ephesians 3:18. Turn to Jude. Look at verse 20. And I'll close there. I'm going to make a statement from Jude 20. Building yourself upon most holy faith to act upon the mysteries that are revealed. Beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. See, we've got we've got so far in this crisis of sickness and disease, we're going to have to let Christ take over. We can't handle it. Man can't handle it. Science can't handle it. They can help. Now, you need emergency. And if your body have got where it's not handling the situation, you take your medicine. But you keep watching for results. There's no such thing as a lifetime medicine. Well, I'm saying that Jesus is not a doctor. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to have manifold wisdom. We talk about having wisdom, what to do and what not to do, and don't lie to yourself. I ain't taking nothing. Me, I'm a child of God. You better. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Because, you know, we were messed up so long that things are out of wax. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to go to my seat. Don't raise your hand. Don't lie. How many of you all have aim to enlighten yourself and change your eating habit? How many of y'all exercise? Tell me my leg hurt. Walk on it. That's why it's hurting. You've been sitting on it too long. I want y'all to treat people nice. Even your enemy. Don't get all upset when somebody do something, pull out in front of you and throw them bricks and all that. Put them at the red light and set the red light till the light go red again. Light again. And you know you won't get out and cuss them out. You don't see how, and you're running late anyway, you know. He gonna try you in every way. Just stay calm. And I want you to live your life one moment at a time.
Yes,
stay in the present moment.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about your next birthday. Or the next great day going to be. What about right now?
Amen.
What y'all going to do tonight?
Amen.
Only time you got is right now?
Yeah.
Why you let that pass? Talking about what I'm going to do next week.
Amen.
Who come into town? I don't care who come into town. I got to live tonight.
Amen.
Y'all understand what I'm saying, right?
Amen.
So stay in the present moment. Don't be going in the past and the future. Walk in love. Right. You ain't going to get this night back.
Amen.
Tonight, this night over. Don't be beating yourself down because of what happened yesterday. What happened last month? What happened in high school? And you 95 years old. What happened in high school? Don't be worrying yourself about that. Go on, be happy. Come on, lad. Let me see you happy. Go on, be happy. You got something to be happy about. You're breathing, aren't you? All right, come on, Junior.